And welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And we're here for the next couple of hours. I'm Alan Collier. And for the first hour, I've got with me the Upper Yarra U3A, and I've got Raywin King and Karen Nutt. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
And how are you two?
Good, thank you.
Very well, thank you.
And now you're back. U3A has started for the last term of the year. So yes. You're all back, all raring to go.
That's right. We keep the same terms as schools. So this is our second week back for the fourth term.
Tough life, isn't it?
Yes, very tough. We need the holiday in between, though.
Did you go away at all, either of you?
I went to Wagga.
Did you?
What very dragged boring.
You up, what took you up to Wagga?
My dad is living up there.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
And so obviously you had a good time.
Yes, I did. A bit of a relax, and it was lovely and warm, and no cold wind and no rain, which is a bit of a shame.
Well, it probably needs a rain, but I'm a bit sick of the cold weather. The cold winds, I think we all are. Yeah. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the Upper U3A. So obviously this term we're going to talk about what's coming up, but you've also got an enrolments week coming up shortly.
That's right. Our enrolment week this year is the 9th to the 13th of December, so it's a whole week. You can come into our office in the family centre from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. Or you can email us or call us on the phone. If you do come in during that special enrolment week, we have an early bird discount. So instead of it being $50 for the whole year, it's $40.
And for, that's all right.
Yeah, and for $40 you get any classes that you want to attend. There's no other fees unless you do something like limestone carving and you need to buy a big block of limestone. Mm-hmm. Or you do wood carving and you need to buy the wood. Or you do some of our other classes like ukulele, and you will need a ukulele.
Definitely, definitely.
But that's a really good, I think, amount of money in that you can get yoga and tai chi, drawing classes, philosophy classes, history classes for no extra fee.
Well, it's well under a dollar a week, isn't it?
Mm. Absolutely.
You can't even buy a cup of coffee for a dollar a week.
No, you can't. Mm. And the other advantage of lots of our classes, you get to go out for coffee afterwards.
Yes.
Or lunch afterwards. And it's a really good social activity.
All right, so let's go through that Wednesday enrolment dates again, please.
Okay, Monday the 9th of December to Friday the 13th of December, 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon in our office in the Family Centre at Yarra Junction.
Karen, you're going to tell us, apart from this $40, that there is a $10 and you can do something else.
Yes, correct. If you pay an extra $10, you can do U3A classes right across the Shire. So if you find something in Yarra Junction or in area that you like to do, you can, and also look at the timetable for Healesville and any other Shire area, and you're bound to find something there that you would like to do. So, and for $10 extra, it's fantastic.
So if you get the early bird special, $40, so if you pay $50, then you can go to either spot.
That's right. You can choose any of the classes from any of the Shires, and it's great to even have a combination of things because you might find something in our Shire that you like in Yarra Junction, and then you might find something in Healesville. I do something over at Healesville as well as doing my classes in Yarra Junction, and I run the ukulele class. So it's a really good organisation to be part of, and if you're just sitting at home doing nothing, just come along. You'll find a class definitely in any of the youth groups to
and we've talked
from.
About this social isolation too, isn't it? Some people, as people get older, some of them just don't do anything, and it's not good for their mental health.
No,
it is
that's
not
right.
Good. We need to be involved.
Yeah, and plus also, I think with we need a committee always to run these organisations. So if running a class isn't necessarily your cup of tea, always get involved in running things on the committee. And even if you just take on a committee role and stay in touch with organisation and running things, well, that's a job on its own. So that's always worthwhile getting involved in as well.
Sounds good. Raywin, tell us a bit about, if we do join, what we're going to get for our $50, what we can do.
lots of bang for your buck.
That's the word.
$40, you're going to come and join up early. That's how it's only $40. Well, let me give you an idea of what our members say. We actually conducted a questionnaire, and we had 109 people respond to the questionnaire.
Yeah, that's a big
That was brilliant, actually. Yeah. Obviously, they're a bit of a captive audience, so pretty much all the responses were positive. But the things they said is what interested me. They found that they formed enduring support networks, friendships, and they provided companionship and help to others. They started new creative pursuits, learning from other class members as well as their class leaders. So new skills, and they retained existing skills. They felt connected to the community. They found that when they went out shopping, that they would meet other U3A members. They maintained fellowship over coffee and meals, and they had an increase in their mental health.
And that's a couple of things there. Is one of the things too, it's not only what you do on the day, is that particularly if you've just retired, I mean, people,
yeah,
you know, they go down the street and they see a lot of people and no one to talk to. But one of the great things about U3A and organisations like that, like, you meet them down the street, don't you, as you walk around?
Yes, absolutely. I say to everyone, I can't sneak anywhere in my pyjamas because I always meet people I know.
Why would you?
Well, you never know, do you?
You go down the street for 10 minutes, it sometimes takes you an hour before you get home.
That's exactly right.
But particularly if the police see you in your pyjamas.
Yeah. I got the constant response that people feel that they've got something to get up to, get up to in the mornings, some reason for leaving the house, and that it helps to counteract any depression that they have. So I think U3A offers a lot of benefits to people.
And I know I often talk about this social isolation, but that is going to become and is starting to become one of the big problems with society, particularly with the elderly. Mm-hmm. They a lot of them just get up and don't do much all day, and you've got to be involved. You've got to keep challenging your mind. You've got to do things.
Yeah, and some of our class are really as simple and basic as playing cards, or come and do some knitting or some sewing, or just sing. They're things that anybody and everybody can do.
I've got with me the Upper Yarra U3A, both Raywin and Karen. Karen, you're going to tell us a bit about a few of the programs that you've got running for us.
Yes, I'm involved in doing the singing group in Yarra Junction there, and singing doesn't require any homework at all, except you can sing along in the car whenever you hear any song to get your practice in that way. You can sing while you're doing the housework, you can sing in the shower, and so singing's fabulous and it's a great thing to be involved with.
And lifts your spirits.
And it does, it lifts your spirits, and again, it's so social within our group, it's very good. I also do drawing for non-artists, and that's another good group, so you can come with your equipment that you need, some pencils and paper, and go along and learn artistic techniques and then apply them within the class and then take it away and practice it in your own time.
What sort of drawings, Karen?
We do abstract, we do landscape, we do anything really that you would like to select, but try to apply artistic rules as a basis to actually learning something within the class. And so you walk away from the class with a knowledge, and then how you then apply it or don't apply it is up to you.
That's fair enough too.
Yeah.
So, Raywin, tell us, you've got a few of the programs as well, please.
I certainly do. I think sometimes people get the wrong idea about U3A because of the name, University of the Third Age. It's really not like that. There's no exams, there's no, well, not necessarily any homework. And some of them, you can just come along and totally enjoy. It's very much a social thing.
And you can't fail, can you?
There's no failing, that's right. There's, as I said before, card games, which anybody can do. We have our coffee and discussion group that you can just come along and drink coffee and talk.
What sort of discussion? Sort of themes for the discussions?
Oh, I think that's a secret.
Is it? Because you don't know.
No,
they talk about what's going on in the world at the moment. They decide themselves what topic they're going to have, and then they do it fortnightly. So you've got a fortnight to read about it or research it if you want to, and then you come back and you discuss it.
Do you get any arguments?
I haven't heard any, and they're not very far away from the office, so I think I would have heard it if there'd been loud arguments.
We've called them discussions.
We have classes, for example, Adventures in History, where you learn about Africa. And also the leader of that particular class is going to do a one-off talk in November on our local history, the logging that took place. I think he's going to show you a video, and he's very knowledgeable about local things, and that will be highly enjoyable. And you just need to come and sit and listen. And you get tea, coffee and biscuits. What could be better than that?
Great.
We have also Alison, who takes groups this time. It will be to Healesville, and she does a historic walk of Healesville. She takes you around, she tells you about the old buildings, what they were originally. Very, very interesting. And it's just a slow, easy walk, so anybody can do that.
And then probably wind up there in the coffee shop.
Absolutely. Actually, in this case, we have coffee first, then we do the walk, and then we have lunch. I mean, really.
Wow. Can't go wrong. Great walk.
Which brings me to walking with poles. Not to be confused with pole dancing. It is nothing like that.
You've let everyone down.
We walk around the oval at Yarra Junction with our poles, which is apparently very good for you, very healthy, and exercises your whole body.
Right, well, what do you know what the reason for that, like, what does it do to your body other than, like, if you walked around without the poles, what's the difference for your body when you walk around with the poles?
It takes some of the weight and stress off your knees in particular, and it exercises your arms at the same time.
It's very much like if you're skiing, isn't it? Yeah. It's no good doing that. The people, the listeners can't see it.
It's Nordic walking is the other word for it.
It would be good for balance too, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's very good, actually. And if sometimes with our bushwalking, we use poles then if it's slippery or slidey, because it helps you retain balance.
Yeah, that'd be true.
Yeah.
Now, also, tell us about the UFOs.
Ah.
Always intrigued about the UFOs.
My
favourite
class. I love this class because I take it, of course. So our UFO class is unfinished objects, and you bring along anything that you've had sitting in the back of your cupboard for years. Often it's like tablecloths that they're in the middle of stitching, or a jumper that they've started and never finished, those sorts of things. And some of them are actually really quite old. We've had tablecloths that were 50 years old, believe it or not, that they've actually finished. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. It's really, really good.
I know it was a bit flippant, but is it only for women's things like that? Are we talking about woodwork and things like that as well or not?
Well, actually, we hold it at the CFA around the table, so it's a bit difficult if what you're doing is messy or takes up a bit of space. So mainly it's all sorts of crafts that you can sit in a chair and do.
Men do knit.
And we would love some men to come along to our group. That would be just excellent.
There we are, guys. There's an invitation.
Open invitation, you guys.
But they might want to do the sewing and the knitting. Well,
they can just come along and talk.
Yeah.
Or make us coffee. Or bring cakes.
That's a bit sexist.
Well, they may even
nothing
do sketching.
About that. you can come
they
and
may
sketch.
Do sketching
do
that
anything.
They've not finished.
So it can be any sort of project that they've started sometime and just not finished.
Yep, exactly.
Karen, you're going to tell us a bit about a couple of the programs that you're involved in.
Yes, not only do I do singing, I run the beginner's ukulele class. And with that class, it does require some commitment. You obviously need to buy a ukulele, and you can purchase some music books also if you wish to. I do run off photocopies from the U3A office there. I'm very lucky to be able to do that. But it does require a bit of practice. So there are some classes that do require a little bit of practice. It depends on how much you want to get out out of the class. So the more practice you put in, obviously, the more you're going to get out of it. But it can lead you into wanting to chase up more music knowledge outside of the U3A group as well. So then you have cross-involvement through U3A and other groups. I'm also involved with the singing, as I said, but there's another musical program that runs through our U3A organisation, and that's Recorder Group. And I have friends who go to Recorder, and they say that's absolutely wonderful to be involved in as well. And again, that does require a little bit of practice. So depending on what you want to do, there's something there for everybody. So some people like to do the extra work at home, and other people just happy to go along with classes that don't require much outside of the U3A class.
And it's also challenging your mind too at the same time, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's fabulous. Really good. I've just thoroughly enjoyed the... I've been 2 years now with the Upper Yarra U3A group, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And the people who run the committees just are wonderful, and we're always looking for people to do those jobs. So even if you, as I say, you're not involved in a class, but you do have managerial skills and you'd really like to keep your brain active and be part of a group, we'll come along and even offer to do the committee jobs. That's always looked for.
So, Karen, you said you've been involved with a couple of years. What made you join U3A?
To keep active myself, to broaden my horizons and look for new things that I actually hadn't done before, and just challenge myself to do things that I really wouldn't have thought of doing before.
Did you retire, and that's the reason why you got involved, or?
Yes, I cared for my sick father, and I did music as a therapy type thing. I picked up my ukulele and taught myself, and did music therapy through a palliative care group, and then it went from there.
Oh, that's terrific. So you've been involved there for the 2 years?
Yes, yes. Total involvement with classes and running my own. So you can... The only problem I have is that I choose too many things. So there's so many things to choose from, and you can sometimes overstretch. So that's the balancing act. You must try not to overstretch, otherwise you could burn yourself out.
No, that's true. So, Ray, how long have you been a member of the Upper Yarra U3A?
7 years. So what happened is I actually retired and shifted to the Valley and knew nobody.
And that's why these groups are terrific, aren't they?
Absolutely. Really, really good. And I'm so many people now. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. So you're going to tell us a few more programs, please, Raymond?
Right. I thought I might just tell you about our activities, our physical activities. So we have two sorts of yoga, a very basic relaxation yoga, and a more active Bikram yoga, which is all for about balance and strength. So inner core strength, very, very, very good. And we have Tai Chi. And the Tai Chi we have is a special Tai Chi for arthritis sufferers. So if you have a bit of arthritis and you want to do some activities that are actually designed for you, you could come along and do that.
There are plenty of people like that, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. Mm. We have Health Through Fun and Fitness, which is a general fitness class. We have tap dancing.
Yeah.
So if you fancy yourself as a bit of a tap dancer, you need to come along to this class.
Is that a mixed group?
It would be, but I think there's only ladies at the moment. We really need you guys to step up to the plate.
Come up and meet these great ladies.
Absolutely. You are really going to enjoy yourself.
Definitely.
And along with that, we have bushwalking. The bushwalking is usually 8 to 10 kilometres up and down hills, mostly, sometimes just flat. It depends. What happens is a week before the bushwalking takes place, which is fortnightly, you get a little bit of a spiel about how long the track is, what sort of surface areas you're walking on, how difficult it is, and then you can decide for yourself whether you think you're up to it or not.
Is it always just around the Upper Yarra somewhere? Or?
No, we've been to other places as well, but usually we carpool, and it's not that far, maybe half an hour's drive away. Yeah, and we do a lot of local ones because it's really lovely to be able to walk around your local area.
And we should mention that, of course, with the Cup Day week coming, Cup Day weekend coming up fairly shortly. I know a lot of people go away. You can listen to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, wherever you are in the world. You just go onto our website, which is www.yarravalleyfm.org.au, and go down there and you'll find a link. And we've had people from ring us from all over the world, which is terrific. Anyway, we're with the Upper Yarra U3A, Raywin and Karen. Raywin, you've got a big celebration coming up you need to tell us about.
We certainly have. Next year, 2020, we will be 10 years old, which isn't very old really, but still. Our membership has increased to 208, which is amazing. We are really, really happy with that. So next year, from the 18th of June to the 8th of July, we're going to put on a special exhibition, I suppose you would call it, at the Water Wheel. And we're going to have the things that we are doing in our classes. So we will have examples of our woodworking, our limestone carving, our UFOs, you've got to see that, and things that we do in our history classes, our philosophy classes, our astronomy classes, our bird watching. You guys, you want to come and do some bird watching? That's the two, no, I was going to say the two-legged kind, but they're all two-legged, aren't they? The ones with wings.
Feathers. the feathered variety.
So you've got to come and see that at the Water Wheel.
And that's at Warburton.
Yeah, at Warburton.
And also, what about the lawn bowls?
Lawn bowls. I forgot to mention lawn bowls, which is very, very sad. Yes, you can come and do lawn bowls on a Friday morning at Yarra Junction in the bowling club there.
Sounds good. Now you've got us really excited. You've told us all about the different programs. We agreed that everybody should get off the couch and go and do something. And it's not only good for their body, but it's also tremendous for their mind. So, Karen, tell us how we're going to find out more and we're going to join this illustrious organisation.
Definitely. But before I do that, I'm going to bring up the fact that we have our AGM on Friday this week, the 18th, and we're going to have even Cindy McLeish there for a special guest talk, and that's always worth coming along to our AGM because they're always a hoot, and that's at 2 o'clock at the Yarra Junction Bowling Club in Yarra Junction, and our contact numbers for our Upper Yarra U3A.
And it's going to be a quick AGM, you tell me.
Oh, definitely. It's always a hoot. I mean, a hoot's always doesn't take too long. You've just got to have a nice, clear, fun meeting and get on with it, do the tasks, and then you're out of there. So for
and
our...
And have a cup of coffee.
Oh, definitely. And there's a bar. There's a bar open, so you definitely can come and have a drink if you wish to have one.
But drink responsibly.
Yes, definitely. Always drink responsibly. Now, our contact details are the three W's, of course, dot Upper Yarra, U3A.org.au. So that's the three W's dot Upper Yarra U3A.org.au. And if you wish to drop the office an email, it's office at Upper Yarra U3A.org.au. That's again office at Upper Yarra U3A.org.
Upper Yarra U3A is all one word.
Yes, correct. Yep, lowercase. And then for a phone number, so it's 03 59671702, and again 03 59671702. And we always love to hear from anybody, whether it's a phone call, an email, just drop in, even at the council office at the family centre. And it's the office hours there are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
And I guess you're also looking if somebody's got an idea that they could run a program for you?
Definitely. And that's really a good thing to bring up too, because I was actually encouraged to do my ukulele class. So people out there have always got an area of knowledge that they wish to share with others. So it's a sharing from a group leader with other people in the community and learning from each other as well. So not only does the group leader bring what they know to the class, you're also learning from those within the group, and it's fantastic.
And I suppose the other thing is, and we were saying this before too, that particularly when a person retires, that knowledge just goes out the door, and if they don't do anything with it, sometimes a bit of a waste, isn't it?
That
you can pass it on to other people who are interested in whatever you've been doing.
That's right. There's always something that you don't know. So there's always a space to learning new things and opening up your mind to encourage others and also to be encouraged yourself to learn new things. And it's a really good organisation to be part of.
And you're back in full swing now. You've got another probably 8.5 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what was the date of that enrolment again?
It is the 9th, Monday the 9th of December till Friday the 13th December in office hours. So the Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 till 1 p.m.
And they can, when you come up to pay your membership to enrol, you don't have to nominate what classes you're going to do straight away, do you?
You don't have to, but it's a good idea to.
Yep.
And you can, for sure, but no, you do not have to. And you can take up new classes throughout the year.
Which is terrific. Ladies, unfortunately, it's now 1 o'clock and I've got to take the 1 o'clock news. Thank you for coming in again and telling us all about the Upper Yarra U3A.
Thank you.